Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me. Happy Thursday, and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you all for your support. We continue to grow. There hasn't been a month in the last... I think there was one month where I didn't do a whole lot of episodes. It's like December, not of this year, but 2 years ago. But there, I think other than that one month... In 3 years, we haven't had a month where we didn't grow. Every single month, we've been up in total views. We've been up in followers and subscribers. So, huge shout out to you guys. Thank you all for sharing the podcast with your loved ones and your friends. Thank you for sharing it to your stories. You that do that, you guys out there that post it to your Instagram and Facebook stories. That's a big help. I appreciate it. Keep getting the word out there to people so that we could all work together to change people's lives, because that is the goal. That is the mission, to shape how people think. Because if you can think properly, you can behave properly. And if you behave properly, you can set up winning habits for yourself and change your life. So that's the idea. Also, I talk to you guys a lot about social issues because I think it's important that we all think the same. And you don't have to agree with everything that I say. Most people that come up to me and say, hey, I agree with like 99% of what you say. And I would love to know what the 1% is. I guarantee you the 1% is something that kind of dug under your skin. That would be my guess. So you have to ask yourself, do I disagree with this, or did it attack some part of my worldview, right? My question, my challenge would be this. Did it at least get you to think a little differently about it, right? That's a part of discourse that's really been lost now, is that, and the thing is that we didn't all used to be so different. Even when I was a kid, I guess it really started to happen when I was a kid, but, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the political parties were separate, but they weren't nearly as polarized as they are now. Like, polarized now, we're talking opposite ends of the spectrum. You had a lot of people when I was growing up that were in the middle, that were very moderate. Right? Most people, when I think back to who was running, it was when George W.'s first term. What was the guy's name he was running against? Wasn't Ralph Nader, was it? Ralph Nader was in there somewhere. But it was like, there was Bush versus another pretty big candidate. Democrat versus Republican. And I can remember there were people that were like kind of on the fence with each guy. You know what I mean? And there were people that were sort of in the center. Most people I knew were in the center. Yeah, most. I grew up in a small town where right leaning, more Bush. But there was. I think it was Nader, wasn't it? I could be totally wrong. But there were a lot of people in the center of the spectrum. A lot, like most people were. And now, there is no center. There is no center. It's like the center of the spectrum's like on at the very peak of a hill, and it's impossible to stand on it because you're going to roll to one side or the other. And once you start rolling, you're going all the way to the bottom. Once you start rolling right, you're going far right. Once you start rolling left, you're going far left. There's no center anymore. There's no middle ground. The closest thing to a middle ground would be the people that want to be... Like, I would consider myself, and this would probably shock many of you to hear, I wouldn't say centrist, but I definitely just want to be left alone. I'm not a libertarian anymore. I used to be a libertarian, and I just don't think that's feasible in the realm of humans. It's just, with human nature, libertarianism is just not... You need some degree of law and order, but... I mean, really at the center, when I think about the very focus, the center of my beliefs is that I'm a big believer that government is way too big right now. Way too big. And I believe that government should be local, that people that live together, look together, believe the same thing should be able to govern themselves, right? And that's just not the case. You know, you have a place like New York State where you go west, you go into Western New York, and other than places like Rochester and Buffalo, because cities have a habit of attracting dirtbags, other than places like that, you're going to find that most of New York State is actually quite red. Maine is a crazy example of this. If you look at how people in Maine vote, the whole state, Maine's a massive state. I think it would take you 8 to 10 hours to drive from south to north. And most of the state, when I say most, I mean geographically, 95%, worst case 90% of the state is a deep red. But the coast, Portland and some of the surrounding, I guess you call them suburbs of Portland, are violently blue. Very, very, very blue. And that swings the whole state. New York is another example of that. You have New York City, which it's not, New York City shouldn't even be a part of. New York, Maine should secede from Portland or just take it over. That's my opinion. We should just, all of us should just gear up and go into Portland and start evicting these people. Because they don't belong here. These people that are here don't belong in Maine. They belong in California. They belong in New York City. They belong in Boston. They don't belong in Maine. I mean, Massachusetts is gone. Maine is, I have hope for Maine. I have hope for Maine. I really do. But Maine is mostly very, very red. And it goes to show you that just the strip along the coast is dictating politics for the entire state. And the entire state of Maine is just not on board. Most Mainers hate people from Portland because most people from Portland aren't Mainers. These are people that have destroyed their home states like Massachusetts, California, and a few others, but mostly those two. And they come here and they bring their liberal ideologies that have destroyed their home states. They'll move out of there. They won't tell you why they moved out of California. They won't tell you why they moved out of Boston. They won't tell you why they moved out of New York City. Oh, it's just so beautiful here in Maine. No, you ran from the burning shithole that you created. And it all boils down to the 19th Amendment and the women's right to vote. Women destroy empires. Women destroy empires. And the thing about it is that women are idealistic and men are objective. Women believe, well, the world should be this way, so this is how I'm going to vote. Men are like, well, the world is this way. This is how the world is, regardless of how I want it to be. You know what I mean? Oh, we should let all these migrants in. We got to help these people. They're suffering. Oh, and then they come in here and start raping and stabbing everybody. And then they run. So these women, they vote to let all these people in, and then they run from it. Watch what's going to happen. People in Portland probably already started, I have no doubt. People in Portland are going to start to move inland because they've destroyed their city. It's not, Portland over the next 10 years is going to become, it's going to be very dangerous in Portland. I can tell you right now, it's filling to the brim with Somalians and all these other dirtbag countries that are full of violent Muslims that look at women like property. And they treat women like property. You might say, oh man, Mike, that's a really harsh thing to say. Look at what happens where Somalians go. What do Somalians bring? Rape. They just everywhere they go, they're raping people. Everywhere. They just can't stop raping and stabbing people. And they're just violent people. That's how it is. That's why Somalia is a steaming shithole. Well, there's some good people. Yes, there's good people everywhere, okay? But the overwhelming majority, I mean, you can bury your head in the sand all you want. You can tell me that I'm not nice and that I'm a racist all you want. All you need to do is look at what happens when these people go to Western countries. Look at what's happening in Sweden. Look at what's happening in Finland. Look at what's happening in all of these super, super white countries that used to have some of the lowest crime rates. You start importing these people from third world countries, and all of a sudden, everybody starts getting raped and stabbed. Right? And what do these people do? They fill their homes up with these violent people, and then they run from them. They run from them. You know how many how many businesses in Portland have closed their doors in the past 2 years? Restaurants, shops, stores have shut down and moved out of the city. Come on, dude. Move forward. Move forward. Here we go. We got, of course, wonder who he voted for. Retard. Subaru just sitting in the middle of the intersection. Just could turn any day now, just sitting there staring. He's probably thinking about the next retard woman he's going to put in office with his vote, right? Because his wife told him to. These men out here that are just owned by their wives, I just find it so, it's so disgusting to me. It's so disgusting to me. You see it too. These little—they're all, you know, liberally educated. College was probably the biggest. Colleges and universities now are giant indoctrination camps. I can remember when I was at Allegheny College being so deeply unhappy and feeling so wildly out of place. Take my Spanish class. So I got into advanced. I had a knack for the Spanish language and languages in general. They just clicked with me. So for whatever reason, I said, well, I was really good at Spanish in high school, so I'm going to take it in college, right? And I got into like Spanish like 501, you know, like the highest level Spanish class you could get into. And this, we had this professor, his name was Professor Hernandez. And every book we read was about homosexuals, was about transsexuals and communists. I remember we had to read this book, right, and write these extensive reports on, it was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a little 12-year-old boy or girl that was a hermaphrodite, so he had like a penis and a vagina, and I can remember in Spanish, the Professor Hernandez standing up there talking about how the clitoris is too big to just be a clitoris. It's actually a penis, but you also have like vulva. Like he's explaining all this in Spanish. And then we get into reading the book and it's extremely sexual. And I'm like reading this book about this kid exploring his dual genitalia. And I'm like, this kid's 12 years old. What kind of slop am I reading right now? And I can remember our last book report on this. I never turned it in. I got about a third of the way in the book and pretty much dropped out of the class. I stopped showing up to class. And I can remember him, he wrote me an email. And he's like, where have you been, Miguel? You know, you were a gifted student. You showed, because I had this guy for 2 years. You know, you showed all this promise and all this stuff. And I just stopped showing up to his class. And I stopped turning in the papers and I stopped. And it was just every single class I was in was just, I could just see I was being indoctrinated, that I was being led to believe that certain things are okay that are just not okay, like pedophilia and homosexuality and transgenderism and all this stuff. Allegheny College is a steaming shithole of liberalism and decay. If I could save one person from picking that school, you shouldn't go to any college. You shouldn't go to any university. Higher education now is a joke. Give me 10 people with master's degrees and I'll out-earn all 10 of them combined in 6 months, what all 10 of them will do in a year. There's nobody out there with a master's degree that can compete with me. And if you were to give me your 18-year-old son and send him to the University of Russin instead, That kid would be smashing PhDs. I'm out here obliterating PhDs in life. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just telling you like it is. There's no reason, unless you want to be a brain surgeon or a lawyer. I guess you kind of have to go to school. You know what I mean? But outside of that, parents are still actively sending their kids to these schools. And it's just a money laundering racket. $100,000. You remember Allegheny College, when I was in, this is 10 years ago, was like $36,000 to $40,000 a year. What a joke to go learn about little kids having sex with each other in Spanish. Like, what the what is going on? It's just anything. When you look to God, I can't remember where I saw this earlier. When you look at God, you see beauty. When you start to look away from Him, things get so ugly so quick. Look at our society. Look at how ugly everything is. The architecture, ugly. The people, ugly. I've never seen an attractive liberal. I've never seen one. They're all frail or fat or just androgynous or just... It's when you live, it's everything inside manifests outwardly. We've talked about this before, that you can tell, you can look at somebody's eyes and see their character just by their face and body. You can see ugliness on the inside, on the outside. And again, like I said, the architecture, everything about our society now is becoming uglier and uglier. Again, from the people to the buildings, to the shows, to the art. Look at modern art. You know, you look at what, it's so funny. People are like, oh, dude, religion held us back. Christianity held us back. You know where universities came from? You know where the first hospitals came from? You know where most scientific, major scientific achievements came from? You know where all this stuff came from? Christians! It all came from Christianity! Why do you think so many hospitals are named Saint blah blah blah? Where do you think that came from? A bunch of boneheaded, pencil-necked atheists? No! Everything you see, at least used to be able to see, was because of Christians. Science and Christianity go hand in hand. So you're working with the author of the universe. And you can see what science has become as we depart from the author of the universe. Men can get pregnant. Men can get pregnant, right? COVID. The COVID hysteria. mRNA gene therapy vaccines. And all this bullshit is what you get when you separate God out of science. So funny, all these people trust the science and they're out here, you know, men can get pregnant. Gender is a social construct. It's interesting. I don't see a social construct when I look between my legs. I see pretty clearly what I am. It's just, it's all ridiculous. But anyways, I just showed up to Muay Thai. We had to start later today because I guess the fire department was here earlier. So, all right, I love you guys. Have a good day. Thanks for listening to me rant. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.